Okay, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mary Jane, and she's still
not. It's your girl, Mary Jane, and that's your girl.
Munchies, I always like to fuck with her. You know I do. I haven't done it in such a long time.
She be trying me. Like, I'm like,
yeah. I'm the one who be a menace. Anyway, we talked about the top Canna chefs. Get into this vibrant culture of cannabis and food, y'all. Go ahead and look this wonderful trio up. They are definitely doing some unique things in cannabis culture. I don't give a fuck where you at, what year you in. You gotta get it in. Tune in. Check into Mary Jane and Munchies.
And on all streaming platforms, y'all know the vibe.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. What's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane.
And it's your girl, Munchie.
And this is Mary Jane and Munchies.
Ooh, only Zoom can produce music like that. Call that the skip, skip, not, boom.
Not the skip, skip, boom. How you been, Munchie?
Girl, grinding. Let me just start off and say thank God for God's gift. I have been doing content back and forth, left and right. I've been to Quincy and to Cambridge and back. Lord, shout out to Hope.
Out here in these streets.
100%, because I definitely needed a little buddy out here to help me in these streets, man.
Period.
When I went to MIT and Harvard, I was like, oh my goodness, look at it here, boys. We've made it. It was quite interesting. It was adventurous, to say the most. Mm-hmm. So check out that content coming soon, y'all. Really been meditating and trying to get it together, because after doing stuff like that, my body be like, bitch, you tried me, didn't you?
You thought you went diving, didn't you?
I'ma tell you where we get this medical motherfucking graduate fucking shit. I'd be like,
headbutt.
Exactly. Pass on the floor.
Headbutt.
Boom. Shake and bake, baby.
Punch you in the poom poom.
How have you been doing?
I've been well, blessed and highly favored. You know what I mean? Very blessed and highly favored. Definitely loving some Oreo and some pink Runts. Those have been my two favorite streams, with the Oreo that I'm smoking on. Well, today is actually white Cheerios, but I've been smoking on Oreo, and that has just been the beast. You know, we're back doing a lot of content across streaming platforms.
I mean, I'm not gonna flex, but y'all saw us on 420, right, on the YouTube channel, looking all cute, right? You've seen us getting all lit.
But
y'all all blessed and highly favored, as she said, highly favored on 420. I'm gonna ask you a real question. How did you really feel about Moon Rocks? Are you not smoking them right now? Reflect.
They was lit. They're not worth the money. But I don't think anything that small quantity, like, I like exclusive stuff, but they're not even exclusive. They're just expensive, you know? Like, they outsource the keys, they outsource the, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not somebody artisanally making it. Maybe when we go to Cali, I could be like, oh, wow, this is what artisanal shit tastes like when you really care, because they don't be caring.
They don't be caring like how they should. Well, okay, I feel like, looking at it and handling it, it was a very unique experience. I never thought I was going to have that type of moment where I'd be like, oh, shit, shall we? That's what we on, nigga. We touching moon rocks and shit. But when I pulled it out and it was a gram, supposedly, I said, is this a whole gram? Is this like a gram in Asia? Like, is this like a gram in Europe?
No,
even though grams is grams everywhere. So I was like,
you're like, they gave me the wrong groceries, daddy. This is poor people's groceries. I'm gonna go fix it. I'm sorry.
The way he was explaining it made it seem like the nut was gonna at least be fat. Everybody just seen that big ass, fat ass 1 gram nut. That little nut looked like, hi, my name is Nut. I'm a little nugget, you know what I'm saying? I come from nugget land. Sometimes I guess what we be seeing is chicken tender weed. That's
not chicken tender weed. Not chicken tender weed.
Because that was, well, if that was a nugget.
You can follow fried with some grits, a biscuit. Don't forget the gravy.
Well, speaking of can of food, today's episode, we are talking top can of chefs. Honestly and truly, y'all, we the type of people who look for and spot out and try to bring in the validity to these folks who need to like look into being a coming a can of chef. Shit, I don't know. Won't a motherfucking just have a good recipe or go to a good place when they in that side of the country? You feel me?
I feel you, Munchie. Talk your thing, girl.
I'm gonna talk my shit. Mary Jane and Munchies, we always give you the food and the cannabis, okay? So we are here to tell you where you need to be having your focus in mind when it comes to Mary Jane and the food business. First, we got to go pay some bills.
We back from paying these bills. It's your girl, me, Jane.
And Munchie. So we're going to break this down very sweet and simply. Going to give you a first name, a last name, letting you know who they fuck with and what they done did. And that's it. That's how we keep it simple. Starting off with Andrea Drummond. You probably seen her on a couple cannabis television shows. She is noted to be a founding Black woman in the cannabis industry because of her work in being like the first cannabis chef in the country doing some unique cafe shiznine. Now, she's known for working with Wiz Khalifa, Miguel, and, you know, again, being a part of the first cannabis cafe. She's the first, only Black, all that. You know, the best of the best of the best of them. You feel me? Go ahead and look her up and check her resume if you don't believe your girl. Or Sayin, or Sayfip. How you say
it? I'm on my way, friend. I know, I'm on my way, friend.
Help me. His name is Chris Sayfip in my head.
Why are you so country all of a sudden?
I just thought I was in Georgia. But you need to say this, man. It's to me, it's safe, Phil.
I told you I got your back for the booty crack. Yeah, and when we're talking about candy shops, you cannot leave out Chris Savaye, noted for his project, The Herbal Chef and The Secret Supper Club. He has been putting together cannabis secret dinner parties for a while now in the game. And as they begin to have more and more edibles, he's your man to go to for that savory look.
Now, I'm going to just be real with you. I might take his idea. You know how the girls be talking about, I'm going to take your man. I'm going to take his idea. No need to reinvent the wheel. Let your girl get an apartment or a house that I can get residential certified. Oh, baby, dinners with cannabinoids. Boy, it's over. It's over. Because you can find all this stuff and just make it at your house. And if your house is clean and up to inspection and you're a chef, why the fuck not? If you got that serve safe, baby, manager, I'm going to take your idea.
I told you. I told you, Munchie, they was trying to play my Munchie. Talk about we going to give you the regular handling one. Bitch.
It was never going to give me the handler one. They was always going, that was a part of the deal. I knew what the difference was. Dallin, and when I found out the difference, I was like, no, I'm pretty sure they're going to give me the good one. You know what I'm saying? The good one, not the one.
Not the good one.
I kept saying that one. To Mary Jane. I promise you. I was like, I think they're going to give me the good one. I take all these weeks just to get a basic one. I don't know what you're trying to say to me that's different, but then you keep on making it seem like the handler is going to be a basic one. And I don't think I studied that hard for a basic one. So, needless.
This is so true. Munchie is not lying, y'all. I've been trying to warn her and stuff, and she's like, people don't do that stuff. Stop it.
If I found out trust. I got the basic one, and I would just be looking at them very confused, because why would you pipe up some basic shit? I'm so logical. That's how I be like trying to finesse people. Be like, no, I'm quite concerned about your mental state at this point. Why would you be so excited about some basic
a failure?
A handler, maybe?
I went to work today.
Woo! But yeah, the secret underground can of chef idea is a must have in Boston. We need to be put on the map with this. Like, are we not in a whole legalized state, girl? I mean, I know there's chefs doing it, but
They act like they not though.
But you know, there's Facebook chefs doing it, but I wonder if they have like legitimacy, you know what I'm saying?
Here in the city?
Yeah, you know.
Out here in the village?
Yes, I'm on some real shit. Do you think they got legitimacy out here?
I don't want to say no, and then because I'm just not in that part of Massachusetts, but I think that this is a very smoker-based town like New York, and in order for you to have real good canned infusions, you just got to get them at like your something, you know, be it candy, a drink, something that you produce, you got to get them to like it. So they're like, oh yeah, they make that drink that I like. They trust you, you know?
Right. Moving on to Jamie Lewis, she is noted for her edible line created specifically for AIDS. And cancer patients. I took an edible earlier. Now I think it's kicking in.
Mm-hmm. You're so silly.
I like it. I love it. I really, really like it. All right. But for real, I just wanted to bring her name up because the contouring of, you know, what medical patients need, just because there's so much actual physical pills and pharmaceuticals out here. Exactly. I always fuck with somebody, be like, I did this for the AIDS patients and the cancer patients. If you're not one of them, I don't fuck with you. I mean, like, she didn't say it like that, but like, when you're creating something,
right? When you're taking something from one group, sometimes you're taking it away from everyone.
Right. But I feel like she, at least because of her, you know, cannabis background, like, she's noted for, you know, her movements both in San Fran and Denver. So, you know, she know a little bit about some weed, you know. I can only respect that she's looking out for the middleman. And I feel like at some point in time, we should take heed of, like, those people are functioning people in society that still have to go to work. You know what I'm saying? Me and you, our pain might be different. My personal pain is different from your pain, but for her to take that extra step, be like, as a chef, bitch, I got you. Don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She's a really compassionate chef.
Right. So, you know, I folks with her. Overall, I'm going to just say this. And you tell me as my manager friend.
I got you, won't you?
Fuck with me on this idea. What if we got Andrea Drummer to come up on Mary Jane and Munchies, right?
Do a little show.
I fuck with that. That's one manifestation. We're going to have a couple. You know what I'm saying? You pick your favorite two, okay? We do
Wiz Khalifa.
I'll fuck with him too. That would be cool too. But I really think it would be dope for us to create some type of dinner, lunch, soiree type get out, but underground, secret, and cannabis infused like a motherfucker. A little bit of CB, if you know what I mean, because we can get a brand to sponsor us if necessary. But what I feel like, it's always easier to get a CBD brand than it is to get a weed brand. But who's to say there might not be a dispensary that fuck with us the long way? But having all of our meals infused, and we teach classes and whatnot, and then put it out to the people as Patreon content. You feel me? That's one, two, three. This is the last one. All right. We go in like we did for our vlog series.
Love it.
To dispensaries and ask them what their favorite edible is, and they go into their own spiel. Like, I feel like we should get that type of view. So which one would you like, or two?
I like one.
You like one out of all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get Andrea. All right, I'm gonna call her up. Lickety split, I think I still have her information, but I just know that I'm a big fan of hers, and when I say I have her information, I'm gonna DM her. I made it seem like I had like deep.
You really thought. Did. I was like, okay, I didn't know you know. I'm like, yeah, she'll be there.
No, I just feel like when I speak to her, we'll work just like that, and she'll understand. Like, we just trying to get perspective, and a lot of folks need to understand how to become cannabis chefs and benefit and make recognition and pave some freaking way. You feel me?
For real, they need to do the work. Do the process, but most importantly, do the work, like Yolanda would say.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, before we go and take this break, I got one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Chinese people were eating weed back in the day as a supplement for food and porridge?
Mm-hmm.
You did, girl, you knew that.
Actually, I did, yes. People
oh, my God. Food. That's what I mean when you have a chef best friend.
Mm-hmm. Because weed is ever growing.
Well, with that, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Auntie. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast. It's made for the listeners, the vibes, to be uplifted. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast reaches the masses of people struggling to identify themselves in a world of untold truths. It is time to heal the mind, body, and soul. Take steps to have needed conversation. We need to stop sweeping things under the rug. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast is May 7th through June 25th.
Sabrina, are you really for real? You knew about cannabis being used as porridge by Chinese people?
Girl, yes. They was writing it down in their notes. You know what I'm saying? They invented paper too.
Oh my gosh. To find out this shit, I was mind-boggled. I was like, they up here eating weed? Like, oh my God. That's why they don't really be having no like bone power. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing. I have no understanding of how much THC and CBD was in this form of weed that they were using. But according to High Times, about, you know, 1300 years ago, they was out here just weed napping.
Doing the most.
Weed much. Yum, yum, yum. So, you know, I wasn't expecting to find out that, you know, weed could be used as porridge, but they're using some type of husk or, you know, mixture of it to make sure it's, oh, the seeds, girl. Okay. I'm like, how do you get to the husk? You what part of it? Okay. So they make the weed seeds into a, like a porridge. That's some good things to know. So if I ever have weed and plethora, I'll be like, can you make the porridge, Baba? I don't know who's Baba, but I'm going to have a chef named Baba.
Not Baba. I always think you're saying papa when you say that.
No.
That's you make the porridge, papa.
No. Baba the chef. All the chefs are named Baba. It's nothing personal to their real names. Baba Marie. Baba Tobebe. I don't know, but they're all Babas. I don't know. That's what, like, my dreads is Dunga Dungas, girl. Any side hair is Dunga Dungas. Ain't no really a lot of baby hair around from. It was Dunga Dungas. Anyway, so I think I would like some wheat porridge, but I think we'll have to, like, have, like, shrimp in here and made, like, shrimp grits. Ooh, I like that joint you just made. Is that, like, a blonde?
Yeah, it's an anonymous art world.
Okay, I fucks with it, love. All right, now we got to go and tell you guys. Go ahead and listen to Mary Jane and Munchies and all streaming platforms. It's a must.
Period. Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts. Get you some Mary Jane and Munchies real fast.
And go subscribe to our YouTube page, because at this point, you're about to see our content just be pushed up all around you. It's about to be summertime. I'm about to go to Vermont. We're going to have Mary Jane holding it down. But we got content coming out throughout all the summer. Yeah, I'm going to be doing content. No, I'm just joking. For legal purposes, it might be pre-recorded. You never know. But it's going to be sneak on yo motherfucking radio or freaking phone when it comes to podcasts, and we still gonna make sure we get that content for you and make sure you have something to listen to, because we are Mary Jane and Munchies. But needless to say, it's been really important that we get this content done, me and Mary Jane, and we've really been putting our foot in it. So
we've been really pushing it, y'all. Y'all don't even know. I'm three sheets from tired.
Three sheets from tired? Oh, my God. All right. Boss and Bossy, where can they find you?
They can find me at BossandBossy_ on TikTok, Instagram. They can find me at PopUp88 on Beagle Live, Grinding on Up Live. They can find me on Snapchat. It's Grind Mistress. They can find me. Oh, no. Yeah. Grind Mistress. They can find me everywhere, baby.
Okay, baby. And I'm apologize to Bossy Bossy, a.k.a. Mary Jane, right now, because I'll be forgetting the underscore. And she was like, I hate when it looked like that. And I was like, look like what? I pushed it and it looked like little puppies. And I said, that's not my friend. That is a puppy right there. I'm so sorry, friend. I wasn't like that.
No, friend. I got you, friend.
So that's been fixed, y'all. Shout out to anybody who's been following Bossy the puppy. you can go ahead. Went up. They probably did. They was like, oh my gosh, she just loves her puppy. She don't ever post nothing besides her puppy. Her puppy is a little Shih Tzu mix. So he looked nothing like that puppy. Go ahead and follow me at QUEEMIEJONES. That is Quimmy Jones on all platforms. You can see all of my content being pushed through these next couple of weeks like a mother fluffer. You go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube page, because it's a necessity, baby. If you want to, if you aren't cooking good and looking good at this point, what are you doing? It's hashtag and cook good, look good culture. Hashtag cook good and look good every day. All right, get into it.
Period.
Before we dip it out of here, I wanted to make sure you know this. Go ahead and check out Cannaman. Using this Cannaman product every chance I get. I share it with my daddy. And shout out to Pop Smoke. But I'll be sharing it with my dad. I'm like, oh, it's starting to get low. I'm starting to shake it. And I'm mad sad right now. It is great for the joints. It's great for arthritic pains and inflammation on the body. And I've been using it every time I have been feeling tired or sore. I bet you gonna want to buy but the galore. Bossy Bossy low-key is mad at me for not sharing, So she gonna have to
hear you. I'm big man.
Big man, because it worked good, good. I'll be walking, I'll be like, stop, stop, let's get it. Ah, you know what I'm saying? Two stops this time, pop, two hops this time, crisscross. Everybody clap your hands when it comes to
smack.
When it comes to cannabis products. This is a CBD infused product, and it's way better than the cannabis THC products that I get from the dispensary. Go ahead and look up Canaman. Try to get it where it's available. ASAP. Do it, dog.
Period.
All right, y'all. Go ahead and listen to Mary Jane and...
Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
Bye.